This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning and happy race day. Happy Easter weekend, everybody. Along the Gulf Coast, another beautiful start to another great race weekend. And it all started last night at Five Flag Speedway. Good morning, it's Kane, and this is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, we'll podcast the show on the team's website. It's usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And we race to bring awareness and funds to some of our volunteer fire department around the country. Well, thank you to Mobile International Speedway. Also, Tim Bryant at Five Flag Speedway standing by here in just a minute. At Sunny South Race for being parts of all the show here that make it happen every Saturday. So what's on the show today? Well, and who? Well, Joe McCardle standing by from Sunny South Raceway. Next race is next Friday night. They'll have the return of the Modifieds and Bombers along with the Bandos, Pro Challenge, the Stingers, and Legends. Also, out of Indianapolis, Indiana, and racing out of Opelika, Alabama, Ian Boss. He drives for the APR Motorsports, and he's driving the number 52 Audi R8. This is the brand new Audi that a lot of people are talking about in the Grand-Am NASCAR Series. They will be at Barber Motorsports Park. Excited about that coming up in just a couple of weeks or a week or so. So we're going to talk with him here shortly. Jason Smith out of Mississippi. There is a brand new racing series on dirt. It is the Mississippi Street Stock Series. You go to msstreetstockseries.com before he comes on. You'll learn a little bit about that. And also very excited and honored again to announce that Dave Mader III, driving for Kane Motorsports starting next weekend in our open-wheel modified, five-time NASCAR Traveling Series champ. He was just inducted into the Alabama Auto Racing Hall of Fame. Also, by the way, he's got over 224 wins, including a win at the 1978 Snowball Derby. So we'll have Dave Mader on at the end of the show. A late night last night at Five Flag Speedway. Actually, we got out of there kind of early than what I'm used to. It's usually just closer to midnight, and Tim Bryant and the whole entire crew did a great job, not only putting on a good show that ran quick, but also, man, there was some drama in some of those races. We had a red flag in the Superstocks, the largest group of Superstocks I think I've seen outside the Snowball Derby at that track for a while. Good morning, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kane. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk about exciting, you know, your website says it all, fiveflagspeedway.com. Locals dazzle fans at five features at Five Flags. You put on a great show last night. Kudos to you.
Well, it was some great racing, and we appreciate that. And by the way, to your point about getting out a little bit early, that is our goal for 2013 at both Five Flags and Mobile International. We run five divisions last night. We started just a few minutes after 8 o'clock, and we were done before 11. Of course, you know, at MIS this year, the racing program is going to start an hour earlier. So, you know, this midnight racing, we're hoping is a thing of the past. I hope I don't jinx it by saying that. But, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock, plenty late for folks to be headed home.
Oh, yeah. And you know, the thing is, like I said, you know, you guys have no problem getting in and out of the track. Easiest I've seen at most of the tracks. In and out, you know, you've got local officers and county and state troopers that will stop traffic, get you out, no problem. But coming in, and let's talk about it as we got started. First, I want to start off with the newest series. We had a lot of firsts at Five Flag Speedway. First time that we saw the pro trucks there. First time a new track record. J.J. Day takes it. No surprise there, as he also owns the Bomber Division fast time there. I don't think that'll last all year long, but in the trucks, we'll have to see as well. As Chopper Stagner proved once again, anytime he climbs into any vehicle, whether it's a car, truck, a bicycle, he's going to win.
I tell you, it was really cool seeing the trucks there last night. No, there's a lot of good buzz about the Pro Truck Series, and yeah, it was pretty neat seeing J.J. Day establish a track record, of course, and now a two-track record holder. That's pretty unique, but we don't know how long that will last, of course. And Chopper Stagner debuting the new black and pink paint job. His truck was really fast. J.J. was right with him most of the night. A nice turnout of trucks, and we know that class is going to build. We got high hopes for it.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun to watch those guys. As we switch to the 30-lap Superstock feature, that was incredible to see. Now, you have made some changes this year to attract more cars, and obviously it has happened. Tell me how you've been able to get that amount of cars in the past at Mobile and at Five Flags. Realistically, six cars, maybe seven cars. We call that a good field. More than double that last night.
Yeah, we had a 16. 16 car field in the Super Stocks. Of course, the rules package was adjusted last year. Took a little bit for it to kind of catch on, but had a really nice field of cars last night. We expect that that's going to be more the norm. And of course, that orange 86 has kind of set the bar for everybody. Bubba Winslow, you know, coming off a win at Mobile last Sunday afternoon, and then again last night, breaking the track record. So he's definitely going to be the guy to beat. But man, it is just really good to see the Super Stock class back.
You know, there was I want to say it's Gary Sutton, but I know if that's not the right name or not. There was a driver a couple years ago had just a horrendous wreck. Was that the driver?
John Shuffler,
who was
back in action last night in the Zero car. Matter of fact, one of a couple of drivers that did double duty last night. Mm-hmm. John has a pro truck. He's really excited about getting that out of the shop. It's been on jack stands for a couple of years. He's going to be a regular at Five Flags in the Truck Series and in the Super Stock as well. Ended up with a third place finish last night in his Super Stock. Good to see him back. Actually, John's a really interesting story, and there is a story on the Five Flags Speedway website about him. After his crash a couple of years ago, he ended up having a stroke, and he's a pretty young man, you know, near 40 years old, but his recovery period was lengthy, but he's back, and he's a great racer.
Your announcers did a great job last night talking about the story and how he came into one and two and hit the wall hard on the driver's side. Then the car essentially exploded, and he was stuck in there for just a little bit, got out, and then, like I said, the doctor said he would never race again. And when you hear that as a driver, because I heard that as well, there's no better motivation to get you back in the car. You know it?
Well, it certainly works for John, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, other classes, you know, as we continue to talk about it, Steve Buttrick, maybe, just maybe, I thought for one race that the last I can remember, he's not going to win. He takes the heat race. What he does is so incredible. I put this on Facebook. I had some kids, young kids, sitting in front of me. Every time Buttrick takes a trophy, whether it's a heat race or a feature race, he jumps out of his car, runs to the stands, and he gives these kids their trophy. And you should have seen the smile on this young girl's face in front of me when he does that. That is that has helped him build his dynasty, I think. Not only does he have a car that is always legal, always fast, and always finishes up front, but he does that with the fans. He's got a strong fan base, not just at Five Flags, but it's starting to build his mobiles. He's doing the double duty going for the Gulf Coast Championship.
I tell you, Steve Buttrick is quite an individual. You know, he's good to the fans. Mm-hmm. He just has a good time racing, and he is one whale of a driver. I dare to say that Steve Buttrick could probably switch cars could probably draw a car out of a hat and get in it, and not to say he'd win because that blue 33 is strong, but he drives the wheels off that thing, and he's raised the bar again for the sportsman division. But you know what, Kane? There's a handful of guys in the sportsman division that are bound and determined to beat that blue 33. It's probably going to happen.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's the thing. There were three cars. Shayna Ard was back in the car, I believe, and he was up there, and of course Brandon Fowler was always in the mix, and they got into it a little bit, and Brandon did the right thing coming out of turn two, got in the back, I think it was Ard, and he got off the track, or he laid off him, and he had to take about another lap and a half to catch him again, but he didn't want to spin him. I mean, it was hard racing, I think, is pretty much what that was.
Yeah, Brandon Fowler's a champion, I'll tell you. He knows how to take care of his equipment. I mean, he don't drive every lap like it's the last lap.
Right.
And, you know, that's how you points race. And look for him at the top of the standings all year long at both speedways.
You had a good field of open-wheel modifieds, and Brandon Howe was the leader going in with five laps to go. He said he was nervous. There had been so many races. He said he'd been leading with five to go, and he hadn't won. Well, not this time. Out of Loosedale, he takes it. Started on the pole, led all 35 laps. That car, the 99 of Brandon Howe, he's going to be doing double duty as well. That's going to be one you have to watch all year long.
Yeah, we was tickled for Brandon Howell. He's a great racer, and Charlie McAdams fields a good race team.
Yeah.
And Brandon has been fast. He won a couple of races last year at South Alabama Speedway up at Op on our off weekends here on the coast. But it was good to see him in victory lane at Five Flags Speedway, and he beat probably what is going to be normally the man to beat this year in Donnie Hamrick, who established a new track record last night. That beautiful number 8 David Jones car, he's he's going to be the guy in the modifieds to watch. But kudos to Brandon Howell for a great run last night.
Yeah, and Hammer, too, with beating that old track record by 0.2 of a second, which is something to say there. The Bombers, an exciting night on and off the track. There were some people that drove through people. The 297s had some good battles. And then Tracy Souls takes the win, and the Heat takes the win in the feature, but because of a rules violation, he loses the win.
Yeah, Tracy, that was tough. He won on opening day at Five Flags. Good to see him in victory lane. He's a great young man. Our rules in the Butler, you pull up Bomber Division, state that you have to have four-wheel working brakes, mm-hmm. and in a post-race inspection, the right rear brake on his car was not working. So, had to make the call there. Tough break for Tracy. Good news for David Johnson from Irvington there. A good win for David, first time in victory lane at Five Flags.
And I'm hoping, David, I talked with him last weekend race at MIS, that money will go to some new tires, because I think he's still running on Derby tires. Unbelievable.
I tell you what, he's got that 11 car looking good and running good. He's a great competitor. Perhaps another contender for the Gulf Coast Championships, what we're hoping.
I tell you, a little bit of altercation with him and another driver after the race, Michael Nelson. Nelson puts him into the wall after the race in turn two. Tell me about it.
Yeah, we're going to have a talk with Michael. We wasn't able to catch up with him after the race. That's nothing that we really want to. We certainly don't condone that. And, of course, you know how passionate these guys are about racing. Yeah. You're a racer yourself. Somebody does you wrong, sometimes you got to stand your ground. But, we certainly don't want to use these cars as weapons, and we don't want to see them torn up, especially under the caution flag. So, we'll address that, let guys know that that's not really acceptable behavior. But you know what, Michael Snowball was a Snowball Derby winner last year. Mm-hmm. He's gotten off to a pretty good start. So I think it was probably just overcame him at the moment. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I do. Been there, yeah, done that, and run through the racetrack. I still hear stories about the time. I won't even get into that one. Well, next time you guys will be at the track. Obviously, you've got tomorrow, Easter service Sunday, something different. 5,000 different Easter eggs. It starts at 9:30, a special service tomorrow at the track.
Yeah, my father's Vineyard Church putting on an Easter service tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. Folks will be able to sit in the grandstands, and while they're there, 5,000 Easter eggs are going to be hid in the infield. They have different areas for different age groups, and the kids will be able to be escorted down and do the Easter egg hunt. We're really looking forward to that. And then, of course, we'll be off next week.
Yep.
Saturday night, I believe we'll see a strong contingent of the Pensacola competitors venture over to MIS for next Saturday night's events, where the Modifieds, the Pro Trucks, the Sportsmen, and the Bombers will all be there, a $10 ticket at MIS next Saturday. And then the following weekend, it's NASCAR coming to Pensacola.
Yeah, I don't want to take a couple seconds here to talk a little bit about that. Switch gears back to Mobile. The new number is 7, as you guys put on mobilespeedway.net. Everyone that I've talked to says they like the fact that it's an hour earlier. What was the big deciding factor? I think it goes back to what we started the show about, talking about getting the families out earlier. What have you heard from the fans, and what are your thoughts about, again, going to that 7 o'clock start time? Because obviously, I think the first couple of races, or the first race, it worked great.
Well, a couple of things. First off, all the feedback that we've gotten off the new 7 p.m. start time has been positive. Now, we know when we venture off into the middle of the summer that it's going to be, still warm at 7 o'clock. The sun will be up. It'll be a little bit of a challenge. But at the same time, we're seeing more and more people bring their kids to the races. It's a great family sport. But you know what? Kane, kids get tired at 10 o'clock, and they start looking for the gate, and we don't want them to miss any of the action. Yeah. So that was kind of the thought process. We'll see how it goes, but we're pretty excited about the new start time. We think it's going to be a positive change.
Can you give us a little update on the NASCAR K&N Napa 150? That's coming up April 12th and 13th, two-day show, and you'll have the locals on Friday. Can you give us a little bit of the schedule and some of the names? Obviously, everyone's asking about Chase Elliott. He will be there, won't he?
Well, actually, Chase Elliott will not be there.
Shock. I'm sorry.
NASCAR lowered the minimum age this year in the Camping World Truck Series.
Right.
Of course, Chase Elliott's under contract with Hendrick Motorsports. He's going to be in Rockingham that weekend. However, a good name, a good group of drivers is coming. Be a large field of cars. It'll be race number 3, actually racing number 4 on the K&N Pro Series East schedule. They were rained out at Greenville last weekend, and they're moving there next weekend, and then the following week they'll be at Pensacola for the Napa 150 scheduling on Friday. The K&N cars will be practicing all during the day, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. On Friday night. The Super Stock Sportsmen and Bombers will take to the track. Then on Saturday, back in with the K&N practice, qualifying for Saturday afternoon. The Southern Motorcycle Asphalt Racing Series is going to be part of the program. They'll practice, and then, of course, they'll race after the Napa 150, which will take the green flag at 7 o'clock. And prior to that, an on-track autograph session. It's just going to be a great atmosphere. We are doing reserve seating for that race. Ticket sales are going well. We've got a strong contingent of campers coming. You can camp all weekend for $50. It's a good value, and we just couldn't be more excited about it.
Well, it kind of has that feel of the Snowball Derby. This is really the only race that you guys do the during the year that is like the Snowball Derby with that reserved seating. So again, you can obviously go to fiveflagspeedway.com, or what is the number to the ticket office? I believe it's 850-944-8400. Is that right?
That's correct. Okay. And we'll be in there, of course, 9 to 5 every day doing ticket orders. And you ask about drivers. Dylan Kwasniewski is a name that people are going to become very, very familiar
spell
with
that.
In the coming years. I don't think I could spell it. He won at Bristol. Brian Ortiz, Sergio Pena. Kenzie Rustin is a very popular driver on the Gulf Coast from the super late model ranks. She's running in the K&N series this year, and a host of others. Some of the top level NASCAR teams, actually field teams in the K&N series, a bit of a developmental series, if you would. But it's big time stuff.
Well, 30 seconds. Let me ask you, what's the difference between those cars and like the late models? Can we tell by looking?
I think what you're going to see with these cars is just like the cars you see on TV on Sunday.
Yeah,
they're a little heavier car, steel bodies. They're more of a nationwide series type car, or an ARCA type car is what you're going
to
see.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk us through last night's amazing racing. And as always, of course, giving us updates at Mobile International Speedway coming up next weekend as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to get the cars out there and also do some running and funning over there. So, Tim, have a blessed Easter weekend. And we appreciate you, as always, being a part of the show.
Well, thank you, Kane, and hope everybody has a great Easter.
There you go. Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway. Still to come, well, Joe McArdle standing by. Jason Smith, a new racing series in Mississippi, the Mississippi Street Stock Series. We'll tell you about that coming up. And in just a couple of minutes, Ian Boss, he drives for Audi. Yeah, Barber Motorsports Park. It's coming up, the IndyCar Series and Grand Am. We're going to talk with him shortly. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And here in just a few minutes, we're going to talk with Ian Boss, driver for the APR Motorsports out of Opelika, Alabama. Who would have thought we had a race team in Opelika, Alabama, right? Well, these guys are going to be running in about a week, 7 days from today, the Porsche 250 up in Birmingham. And by the way, this weekend coming up, the Indy cars will be there. And I might just have a couple late-second tickets to give away. Talked with Barber Motorsports Park yesterday, so we'll have to see if we can actually get those guys to get the tickets. But before we go there, I want to shift gears and talk about our own private Bristol in our backyard. Joe McArdle on the line with us. And Joe, good morning. Welcome back to the show. And we're excited because it's race weekend coming up in less than 7 days. We'll be back at your track at Sunny South.
For sure. Good morning, Kane. How are we doing?
Oh, we're doing great. We're excited to be back on the air. And again, I can't wait to see you again. I missed that track. That thing is like a go-kart track on steroids for me in that Bomber. And talking with some of those guys at Five Flags last night, I think we're going to see some of those Pensacola boys try to do double duty, not only race at MIS next Saturday, but also come see you Friday night. That's the plan for me for sure.
Well, we'll be glad to have them. Like I say, we're all about racing. We want them to come. And the more the merrier.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what we've got going on. Obviously, next Friday, you've got the points set up again, sunnysouthraceway.org. Next weekend, what class of cars are we going to see?
Next weekend, we're going to run the Bandoleros, Pro Challenge, Legends, Stingers, and we got the Bombers and the Modifieds coming. And it is a double point night.
Oh, really?
First for the season, yes, sir.
Wow, that'll... Oh, I was going to say, that'll shake it up just a little bit.
Oh, that'd make you think twice about what you want to do.
It depends who you are and what you're driving, I think, also some of those guys. Well, let me ask you, what have you seen so far in some of the racing? When I try to explain to other drivers, and especially the fans, I really have enjoyed a lot of racing along the Gulf Coast, but I think some of the closest and most exciting racing you're going to see at your track, because it is a short track. It's known for beating and banging. You have that in almost every single class, but respectively. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't look like anyone's trying to wreck anyone, but you will lean on somebody at your track more than you will at maybe some of the bigger tracks.
Yeah. Well, you know, so far we've seen some of the last year's winners kind of, I don't want to say dominate.
Right.
We've only run two races, but the pattern's been set. In Pro Challenge, you know, we finally had the showdown between the Pilato car out of Birmingham and the Elmore car here. They swapped the lead for seven different times. Whew. And then Billy, the last time he led, he went ahead and said, "This is my track," and he took off and put about a 10-car lead on it and won the feature.
Yeah.
Bandos, we got the little Kresik boy
doing
his thing. He's in the lead, and he's dominating. Stingers, we got Hard Luck. Jason Duff has broke twice leading the race. Both races is broke. Run out of gas in one and blew an engine in the second one. And then in the Legends, first race, you had Hunter Lewis coming in and do his thing. He took off and kind of done what he was doing all of last year.
Yeah.
Last year, we had my grandson do a complete sweep. He won the heat and the feature.
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting there. It's getting there. I'm looking for some exciting racing this year. Several people have stepped up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about.
Well, you know, and the thing is about your track, explain the history of the track, because it used to be a dirt go-kart track. We had some folks come in and put some asphalt pavement on it, and it has become, like I say, when people ask me, what is Sunny South Raceway, if they've not heard about it, I say, like I always say on the air, it's like our own private Bristol, high-banked oval, quarter mile, correct?
Quarter mile on the inside, high bank, correct, yes, sir.
I mean, you have to lean forward when you're climbing up the from the inside of the track.
I tell everybody when you go down there and go on the track, man drops a green flag on you, you're turning left the whole time.
It's
a D-shaped track, and let's face it, turning left, you're going to have company, whether it be on the side, in front of you, behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is racing, accidental, whatever, and there's some of that other stuff going on, but it's racing.
And rubbing's racing on them short
rubbing
tracks.
Rubbing is racing. It took me a while to... Except that, but I'm past that. I'm a big boy now. I know my car's going to get touched now.
Yeah. It's hard to get those tire marks off, but you earn them there at the track, don't you?
You earn them, right. You earn them. You earn the right to say, I done this. Sunny South is a great little track, a good beginner track. If you can run Sunny South and win, you have got your foundation built. You know, you've got that seat time. You know what it's all about.
Yeah. And again, we're getting good car counts. I mean, I think the largest class that I think we had last time might have been the Pro Challenge cars and trucks, but also your Stingers, out of all the tracks I've seen them and a lot of the dirt tracks that run, including Deep South Speedway, tonight running, gates open at 4, racing at 7. We'll get into that in a minute. They'll have their Stingers out there as well. But I've seen that class really build at your track. And now the Stingers are those front-wheel drive cars. You see a lot of Saturns, a couple of Acuras, sometimes Hondas out there. That is a great beginning class for adults.
Yes, sir. Great low entry class. Knock the glass out, weld the doors. Come on, let's go racing. Put a number on it. The Stingers, they have stepped up this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to say, I know of three more cars that are still being built that haven't showed up yet.
Well, and I'll be politicking for you at Deep South tonight to get some of those Stinger boys over to Sunny South and just explain to them what a great track it is. And, you know, it's interesting because we do see sometimes some of those dirt cars come out of there, and they're coming through the turns. You see these dirt clods coming off the back of their bumper.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That has happened.
So let me ask you also, when the gates open and, of course, practice time, a little bit different at your track than what you do at others.
Yes, sir. We open the gates at 6. We open the track a couple minutes afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And we qualify at 7:30. We go racing at 8. We went back to Friday nights. Went back to 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
Like my shop, you know, we close at 5. Of course, I've been known to get an early start and get to the track.
Good to be the boss.
But, yeah, for sure. I have to do something. But it's what it is. We're a little held up for time there at the start. But we get it done. We've averaged 40 cars the first two races. Real proud of that. And things are getting bigger and better at Sunnyside. We got some good things going on. Got some good things in the works. So, and one of them is April the 6th, the next day. We raced the 5th of April.
I wanted to talk about that. SCCA.
Right. No, no, no.
Oh, no.
Bicycles. Professional.
Oh,
bicycles.
That's right.
I mean, this starts like 9 o'clock Saturday, and they will race on our track, and it's free admission. Go down there. Watch these cats. I mean, they do the whole nine yards. They put the little turtle shell on the head. They do the little racing suit, the shoes.
Yeah.
These are professionals.
Oh, yeah. And now, and again, I do want to go back and digress to the SCCA because you have events coming up. Or you haven't
yes,
had
sir.
Your first one yet, have you?
No, we we had a school in the middle of February. But we're having our first one, I think it's the 21st of May on a Sunday. That, again, that's free admission. And what they do is, you know, depending on how many cars. They'll average about 40 cars, different classes. And they'll race against the clock. They will actually set a track up in the parking lot and use Sunnyside's track, the actual oval track, as the grid.
Wow.
It's just opposite of what we do.
Wow.
And they will run you in the parking lot, man. It's unreal. And you're talking about some beautiful Corvettes and Mustangs. They're there, bud. They're there.
Well, it's sunnysouthraceway.org. Obviously, this Friday we'll be racing. It's going to be great. The best food at any racetrack. You've got that covered. Also, will we see the bicycle races for the kids again this next weekend?
Yes, sir. We will for sure have the bicycle trophies at intermission. That will be the rest of the year. We will have bicycle race every year. So get the kids and y'all come on out. Let's race.
We can do it. Joe, thank you as always for being a part of the show, one of the fine sponsors for years to keep this show, keeping it coming up. And we'll see you in the booth and back with the driver's suit next Friday with the Kane Motorsports number 5. Can't wait to see you, my friend.
Have a good night. Thanks for having us on, man.
Absolutely. Again, Joe McCardle from Sunny South Raceway. Go to the website, sunnysouthraceway.org, and you'll learn a lot about it. Still to come, we're going to talk with Jason Smith with a brand new racing series out of Mississippi, the Mississippi Street Stock Series, and also Dave Mader III driving for my team, Kane Motorsports, and our open wheel modified 5-time NASCAR Track Series champion, inducted into the Alabama Auto Racing Pioneers Hall of Fame. So much more to continue. Hang on. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane.
Want to try me?
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Again, later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. I want to say congratulations to Dave Nolan, my teammate, first time ever in his street stock last night at Five Flag Speedway. He did a great job avoiding a huge wreck. I think it was lap 3 that it happened, if I'm not mistaken. Red flag right in front of him, and he did an awesome job, and he's getting help from some pretty big names there. I won't get into it because I'm going to put him on the show in the next couple of weeks, but he's got some NASCAR help. I want to thank my sponsors really quick for Kane Motorsports Pull Apart, which is stopping by there in about an hour and a half to go do some work over there. Also, all the Gulf Coast McDonald's, sharegodspower.com, a great website if you have questions about Christianity but don't like to be preached down to like some churches do. Bay City Collision. Also, K1 Race Gear did an awesome job on my sales, or on my driver's suit, I should say. Performance Graphics, we're getting some help from them. Also, Alabama Teen Challenge, USFD Racing, Metro Glass of Mobile, Falsac Tires, and Skywatch Traffic. So we appreciate all those guys that are on board and excited about going next Friday back to Sunny South Raceway to do some fun over there. And then Saturday, double duty. Excuse me, as we'll be back at Mobile International Speedway and hopefully have a better finish than what we did the last time, breaking with 3 laps to go. But, you know, it is what it is. It's racing, and as long as you're having fun, that's the most important part. One guy that's having fun, he's got his family with him on vacation, still calling in, God bless you, Jason Smith, and he's with the Mississippi Street Stock Series, a brand new dirt track series that's going on. And first of all, Jason, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Well, Jason, first of all, we talked a little bit at Mobile International Speedway. You help out over there. Who do you help out over there?
My brother's running over there. I run a sportsman car a little bit over there. My brother's been running a sportsman car. We've got two sportsman cars, and actually building a third car right now. And we've been running over a little bit the last few years on weekends that we can. We don't run a full schedule.
But when you show up, y'all just dominate and do a great job.
We try to be competitive, and the new car we're putting together, we think, is going to be a little more competitive than what we've been running.
Geez, so where do you have time to play with the dirt cars? I'm looking at the schedule. Again, go to msstreetstockseries.com. That's the website. And you've got a great series. What is this series about? And tell me about the cars.
Well, the series is a street stock series, a touring street stock series. Most people have been around dirt for a while, for me, with Neesmith, and I'm sure you are as well as others. Neesmith is a touring series of dirt late models. And this past year, they decided they wanted to start offering something for street stocks. And they got with a local guy there in South Mississippi. They're out of Georgia. They got with Michael Williams and asked him about helping them to write up a set of rules. And he got together with the folks in Georgia, and they come up with a set of rules that are now a series rules for Georgia, Mississippi. Hope to expand on out into other states later on, maybe, you know, across the country. We think it could be something that could really grow big as time goes on.
Michael Williams is known for building race cars, so when they came to him, obviously he has the knowledge of what would be a good set of rules. And you've got a decent schedule. I'm looking at some of the race tracks. You've got Why Not. You've got Greenville, Jackson Motor Speedway, Magnolia Motor Speedway, Hattiesburg, Greenville, again back into Magnolia. So you're traveling at these tracks. What have the tracks embraced this idea? And talk about some of the drivers and what we can expect if we come to Mississippi to try to find you guys. The next race is April 27th at Greenville Speedway.
No, actually, the next race is at Why Not.
Oh, you got rained out.
On the website, it doesn't show the rain out from Why Not.
Right.
We had a rain out at Why Not last weekend.
That's right.
So this coming weekend, not today, the week from today, we'll open our season at Why Not Raceway. That's in Meridian. Rodney Wing has a track up there, and he's really excited about it. Anybody that's been around Rodney, he's a great promoter, runs a great program up there, and we're excited to start our season with him.
Can you tell us about Why Not? What if for people who don't know the track, everyone I know knows the name, but tell us about the track itself.
It's a great dirt track. It's been there for a while. There was originally a track before that. Some people have been around for a long time. Maybe a little confused because there's been a couple different tracks called Why Not. But the one we're running at now is one that Rodney Wing's running. It's the only one left in Meridian. It's not too far off the interstate. It is a great track. They have lots of big races. They have the Fall Classic there every year. There's so many big races that go on at Meridian, and Rodney's such a great promoter, and he's part of why they have so much good things going on at Meridian, because he just puts together just a great, efficient show, and we're excited to start the show out with him. We're anticipating 35 cars for our first race.
Now, if you go again to streetstockseries.com, let me say it again, msstreetstockseries.com, you've got driver profiles up, which you don't see a lot on a lot of racetracks in the area. They're trying to get better, but you've got all these guys' names, and you can see the difference of the body style. Some of these cars look like they're back from the 70s, like I see a couple older Camaros, like Matt Hale's got. Then Mel Hale, he's got one that looks space-age with the wing on the back, and then you've got one that almost looks like a modified Michael Williams car. So all these guys, what is the rules on these cars? Can you just slap it on dirt and run?
Well, to put it in perspective for somebody like yourself that's been around asphalt primarily, these cars are more like the super stock, what you're familiar with super stock.
Okay, sure.
The rules allow weight jacks at all four corners. We're allowed to run aftermarket body panels.
Got it.
There's three different engine rules for this class. They can run the crate motor, the 602 crate motor, which was a big thing that Neesmith pushed for. That's what Neesmith is. Their crate engines is what they're known for. And they pushed for the 602 crate motor. But there's also two other engine options. And the reason this was done so there could grow the series easier. So when you go to different tracks, there's more options of drawing cars from that area. Right now, our series is just five tracks in Mississippi. But like I say, we really plan to grow this a lot bigger than what it is for this first year.
Could you see this coming over to Alabama? Obviously, you know, Deep South Speedway is running tonight. The gates open at 4, racing at 7. They'll have the Stingers, Bandoleros, their street stocks and modifieds. Is that something, because obviously that's a big track as well. Would that be one of the bigger tracks that you would run on if you came over?
Well, we anticipate growing bigger than that. Right now, this coming year, we've got Mississippi tracks only.
Yeah.
We have several drivers from Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, that are committed to run the series. So we'll see where it goes from there. We're anticipating another track for 2014 already. There's a new track coming together in George County called Outlaw Speedway. Lyndon Rushen, which was a former owner of South Mississippi Speedway,
which is who I worked for 9 years.
Oh, yeah.
Is in the process of building a track. And when he gets his track done, probably put that on our date.
That's awesome.
We got a 10-race schedule for this year. We can see it possibly going into, you know, 15, 16-race schedule.
Right.
Maybe we could have two divisions, a Mississippi branch, Alabama branch. It's hard to say what all could happen just yet because this is our first year of it.
Exactly, and it's just starting out. First race got rained out, but you know what? Everyone got rained out that weekend, so not to fear. You know what? And you know what we'll do is throughout the year, I'd like to continue to have you on, talk about some of the drivers, and talk about your series and promote it because I think it's a great idea. And for people, I mean, there are people that listen from Florida all the way up and down the Panhandle into Mississippi on the show, and we appreciate everyone that does. Just another opportunity to try to expand what we're trying to do, which is bring light to racing, how much fun it is, and family. Fun sport for sure.
The direction of the series, Chad Ayers, the one that really wanted to get this start series go. Him and his brother had sat down and talked about it and said they wanted to get something going. And Neesmith got together with Michael Williams and they all put it together. And they just hired me on last couple months. They called me and asked me about being the tech director for them.
Uh-huh.
And I went and sat down and talked with the group. And after we talked for a little bit, they decided I wanted me to be a race director. So I'll be race director and tech director for this year.
Good
and
golly.
That'll be easy to do both jobs because I'm only doing one class of cars.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I can actually do the pre-race inspection for the cars, go up in the tower for race time, and then when the race is over, come down and do post-race inspections. And I think that way we can keep consistency from track to track. We didn't want to run into situations where at one track things are really strict, and next track they just let them do whatever they wanted to.
Yeah,
we want to keep consistency through the series.
Yeah, I like that. Well, again, if you go online, you can find it. You're also on Facebook. Jason, I appreciate you coming on board this morning, giving us a little taste, and hopefully next weekend you guys will have a great start. We'll get you back on and see how it went, okay?
Thanks.
Absolutely, Jason Smith, all the way from Texas now, doing the family vacation. Now, hang on, shifting gears, talking open wheel modifieds with the five-time NASCAR Series champion, Dave Mader. He was at Five Flags last night, helping some of our local guys. We'll see how that was and what he's got planned coming up next weekend with Kane Motorsports. Hang on, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And again, Deep South Speedway, the dirt track, they got rained out last weekend. So in about 10 hours, they'll open up the gate. Well, less than that, actually, if I do the math. Well, no, I guess that's about right. Gates are going to open at 4. Racing starts at 7. And you know, 12 and under free. That's pretty cool. Classes tonight will include the Stingers and the Bombers, the Street Stocks, which why, by the way, all those Street Stock drivers that are listening can go ahead and run that Mississippi Dirt Track Series that we were talking about. And the Open Wheel Modifieds, I know Nathan Ingersoll ran last night, and I know they've got a brand new dirt car. Talked to his crew chief and brother that they'll be bringing out. But I'm thrilled and honored to be able to announce the fact that, you know, Dave Mader has done a lot of work with us in the back past, behind the scenes, helping our cars set up at Kane Motorsports. Actually built a chassis that, well, we just ran out of money, plain and simple. Thank goodness for Obama politics. And we lost the money that we had running it. But now, with the help of my crew chief, David Owens, we now have the open wheel modified ready to go. And it's just an honor to say good morning to Dave Mader III. And thank you so much for joining us at Kane Motorsports this year and to have some fun in the open wheel modified.
I really look forward to doing this year, Kane. I appreciate it. It's been, you know, I didn't think I was depressed after all the years I've done this stuff, but, you know, really I have been, and I'm feeling better, so to get the opportunity to dive a little bit, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, and Dave, the thing is everyone knows along the Gulf Coast your colored history and how wonderful you've had. You know, five-time NASCAR traveling champion. You're in the Hall of Fame at Talladega. You were just inducted into the Alabama Auto Racing Pioneer Hall of Fame. First of all these accolades, what does it mean for you? Because you also had a health scare for a little bit. Tell us a little bit about what that happened. And you really took a good part of last year off out of a race car, and that's where the depression kicked in. And now you're starting to feel better, but give us just a synopsis of what happened.
Well, I had two blockages around my heart, and so I was wondering why, you know, I'd been feeling so bad for the last several years, and come to find out, you know, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was lucky to find out what it was, and got, you know, on some medicine and went and had a CT scan and all that stuff, and I was lucky to be able to find something to helped me feel, you know, a good bit better. So I'm really looking forward to doing this.
Well, and you actually really felt good about a month or so ago because you were testing in Cordell, Georgia, in a super late model. Tell us how that came about and how that even pushed you further into wanting to get back into a race car.
Well, it's a guy I actually won my ARCA race with, Clint Folsom, from Birmingham, and he's 67 years old, and he loves racing, and he has a car, and he wanted me to see if I could help him get it set up a little better for him and where he could, you know, bypass that part of it and, you know, try to get a little better on his driving skills. And so I went and helped him and got to drive the car and realized that I was feeling better. And
adrenaline's a wonderful thing, isn't it? I guarantee you were smiling ear to ear.
Yeah, I was really, really excited, I'll tell you. I've felt really good since then, you know, because it did make me feel better that I realized that I was a little better.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we're going to have the 118 back on the car this week, and Dave will be out of practice Thursday. What are your expectations for this year back full-time in the open wheel modified with Kane Motorsports?
Well, the only way I ever had fun was, you know, running good.
Yeah.
And I never went to just be a field filler.
Right.
As my dad told me before I ran my first race. So, you know, I mean, I want to run good. Naturally, and we'll just see what we have to work with as far as our car and stuff, and we'll just go from there and see if we can have some fun.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. You still help a lot of the other teams as well. Some of the names that you help, including Barnhill, Mark Barnhill, and also you've got last night you were in Jesse Reed's pit, and he had some issues. Unfortunately, it looked like he might have puked the motor after being involved in that third lap accident there with the Superstocks. So you still help a lot of local drivers also set up their cars, don't you? And how has that been? What kind of I know the guys from Bombers all the way up to modifieds and late models, you help out on that. If I'm a driver, how can we get a hold of you, and what is the best thing to do as a new driver to try to set up your cars?
Well, I mean, you know, don't forget old Red Dog. Red Dog.
Oh yes. Yeah, Red Dog be mad at me if I don't mention him.
I'm not in the phone book, but 259-1616 gets a hold of me, and I'd be glad to help anybody. I've helped a lot of people, and I've been doing this all my life, Kane. It's what I enjoy doing, and I'm glad to help people. And it's been a lot of fun because life after driving, I was scared of that too. You know, what was life after driving going to be like? So being able to help these guys that you want to do well and help them to do better really makes me feel good. So I've enjoyed that too.
Well, you've got over 224 wins, including the 1978 Snowball Derby. And correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't you the first person on the track at Charlotte when the lights came on? And even Dale Earnhardt said he wanted you to go out before he was because he was quote-unquote scared. Is that the truth?
That is a true story.
I love it. Tell us.
It was really great. I mean, he didn't say he was scared. He just said he wasn't going to do it.
and you were the guinea pig, weren't you?
Well, you know, it kind of worried me because if Intimidator wasn't going to do it, I'm going like, oh, my God. I said, what's out there on the track? You know, you want to see if I can see it is what I thought, you know, for a brief moment. It was really a special moment, I tell you, in history. Now that we didn't realize it was going to be history, was that right there. That was really, really neat. I was the most active night racer there, and all the drivers had got together, and I didn't know that they was doing that, and Mr. Dick Beatty was the race director, and they came down to my car after they all met and said Dave was the most active driver, and Mr. Beatty wanted me to go around the track, and and I looked at Earnhardt and I'm going, hell, let him go. And he goes, no.
He did.
I told him, I said, you're the badass here. You go. And everybody was choking, laughing.
Oh, man. What a great way to get it started, man. I tell you, you know, and you've got so many great stories. We're out of time today, but I just wanted to, again, thank you for what you're doing. We're going to give you the best that we can this year. I want to give you the support that we can. We've talked with McDonald's and Pull Apart. They're going to help us out a little bit as well, tires, fuel, all that kind of stuff. And, Dave, again, it just means from the bottom of my heart, starting a brand new team this year. You've been with me for several years helping me out, whether it be from the go-karts all the way up to where we're at now. It just means the world that I can say that you drive for me, and I promise you that David Owens, my crew chief, and myself, my wife Michelle, and everyone that's involved with us will give you the best equipment we can. And I agree, you don't want to be a filler. If you're out there racing, you want to race to win, and we're going to do the best that we can as a team to give you what you need, sir.
Well, I appreciate it, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, I've had so many people through the years, you know, remember things that things that I've done on the racetrack, and that means a lot to me to be able to give back to the fans maybe another moment.
There you go. Well, Dave, we'll look forward to seeing you probably at the race shop this week and at practice Thursday. Have a great Easter weekend, my friend.
You too.
All right, there's Dave Mader wrapping up the show, and thank you so much. Remember, Deep South Speedway racing tonight. Gates open at 4 and racing at 7. We'll see you out there with Kane and everybody with the show. God bless you, and have a very blessed
year. If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com, and they may have you and your race team on the air.